Today is the end of a political era for Massachusetts Representative Barney Frank. At the age of 72, Frank is leaving office, heading into retirement when the new Congress is sworn in. What will be missed? Frank's political skill, his wit, and that acerbic style that's legendary from Beacon Hill to Capitol Hill. Today, look back at Barney Frank through his own words. We start with this memorable moment from a 2009 town meeting in Dartmouth when Frank was asked why he supports a Nazi policy.
On what planet do you spend most of your time? You want me to answer the question? Yes. As you stand there with a picture of the president, the face to look like Hitler, and compare the effort to increase health care to the Nazis, my answer to you is, as I said before, it is a tribute to the First Amendment that this kind of vile, contemptible nonsense is so freely propagated. Ma'am, trying to have a conversation with you would be like trying to argue with a dining room table. I have no interest in doing it.
Well, long before YouTube and 24-hour cable news, there was a WGBX TV program called Club 44. And even by today's standards, the setting was unique. On Friday nights, our studio was converted into a nightclub atmosphere with a live audience. We now dip into the WGBH archives to 1976, when State Representative Barney Frank appeared on Club 44 to defend Boston's combat zone.
We're now faced in the city of Boston with a very serious problem. We're confronting the question about whether or not, with an understaffed police force, with a tax rate that's going up over the roof, we can make this city safe for the voyeurs from Wellesley. What happened about 3 or 4 weeks ago, as you remember, is that a very unsurprising report came out. In the combat zone, by the way, occasionally young women will come and stick various things at you. You've got to learn to rise above that. What happened a few weeks ago is that a report was issued which made the very unsurprising point that when a society insists on passing a lot of unenforceable laws, the police will unenforce them. That was the report about District 1. Now, there were some things in that report which were quite distressing. The problem is that the reaction has been very undiscriminating. There's been a lot of newspaper hysteria. There's been a lot of panicky reaction. And as a result, we've sent dozens and dozens of Boston policemen, whom we need in the neighborhoods of Boston to protect us, those of us who live in the city, and instead, they're going down and engaging in such important law enforcement tasks as, for instance, preventing some poor fool from Wellesley from paying $3 for ginger ale because some enticing young woman, or middle-aged woman, not to be too ageist about it, comes and puts her arm around him. Everybody that I know of is opposed to mugging, is opposed to stabbings, and opposed to violence. No one that I know of suggests that the police ought to restrain themselves in the combat zone from protecting people against violence. But we've got to understand that policemen can't be in 3, 4, and 5 places at one time. Policemen who are inside of bars checking to see whether the bar girls are mingling with the patrons are not going to be available to protect people outside from getting stabbed and mugged. Policemen who are watching dirty movies to judge the content so they can decide whether or not to arrest the people showing the movies are, again, not available to protect those of us outside. The way to clean up the problems of District 1 is not to try and make the police do the undoable. It is to change the law so that people who are not bothering anybody, who are simply enjoying themselves, whether through books or movies or each other, and are doing it in a discreet way, are left alone. And that way we can free up the police to protect people in the residential neighborhoods and in the combat zone themselves. I am not trying to pick on the police, and I'm not suggesting that the police don't have the same right to go to dirty movies as all the rest of us. I just think that they ought to have to pay their way in, just like everybody else.
Frank actually had a plan to legalize prostitution by quarantining it to the city's red light district, but the bill never did come up for a vote. You can watch this rare clip from our archives on our website, WGBHnews.org, and we've also posted a link to Barney Frank's best video moments, including confrontations with Bill O'Reilly and Michelle Bachmann. Just go to WGBHnews.org. And to Barney Frank, happy retirement.
What you have collectively suggested, let's do nothing at all. Let's acknowledge that there
was... No, I have not suggested that.
I'm sorry, please stop interrupting me.
Excuse me. I am not going to let you misrepresent what I said.
I am trying to respond to your misrepresentation. I am trying.
Well, I am not misrepresenting.
All right, I apologize, but this interview is over. I get three different questions, different angles. I try to respond. You want to interrupt because you don't like what I'm saying, then you can find someone else to interview.
Goodbye, sir.